Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast. Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast. I already said that.
Yeah,
in the finger.
In the finger, you said welcome.
You're so
yeah.
programmable.
Yeah.
That's good.
Episode 115, that wasn't in the finger. Thank you very much to Ruben Mello, I believe it is, the finger creator. There'll be a longer version at the end.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Sorry for last week. You were ill, weren't you, mate? You feeling better?
I was ill, yeah. Yeah, I am feeling a lot better, thankfully. It was a really shitty week.
Yeah, you had a terrible week.
I just was ill. I had flu. Not COVID.
Sick boy.
No COVID this time. No. Thought it was COVID, but turns out COVID and flu...
Blue diarrhea?
No blue diarrhea.
If you had blue diarrhea, do you think that's something to call a doctor about? Or?
Not a doc...
It's weird that you're bringing
blue.
That up.
Bright.
No, I'd be like, there's something I've eaten here. Because it's like, it's a not gunge. Your body, is it? It's not going to be like, oh, that's bad. That's too much of a certain enzyme. It's like, no, I've drank about 18 energy drinks now, and now I'm shitting bright blue. That's probably it.
No, if you hadn't had that, then that would be really concerning.
I've been using the latest gaming supplements because you know what I need when I sit down at my computer?
Supplements.
Caffeine, taurine, and sugar.
Yeah. Apparently esports
people
burn a lot of calories sitting down. Would you believe?
No.
What? People in esports?
Apparently you can burn loads of calories just being like really intensely playing games.
I mean,
it takes a lot of brain processing and therefore calories and energy to power your brain.
I don't know, Charles. This sounds a little bit like pseudoscience. Like
physical exertion.
I think you could probably measure it, though, right?
Maybe.
Calories burned.
The thing is, though, you're saying
probably,
that, like.
Maybe.
See, could you actively measure how smart someone is based on how little or how many calories they burnt thinking that day?
No.
You're saying basal metabolic rate is how hard you think.
Not how hard you think, how intensely you think.
Let's say we're sat here. One of us is reading a book. One of us is playing a game. One of us is doing fuck all.
Mm.
Who would you think would burn more calories?
Yeah.
That sounds like a great video.
Oh, does it?
How are you going to be able to measure
time.
It?
I mean, the time.
This is
going
to be my new...
This is
a
Tom Scott
great
video.
YouTube short.
This is like a Tom Scott like exploration video. Of just like, how does that work?
I'm getting a spurious fact from chat.
Okay.
Apparently 320 calories per day are used thinking on average.
Well, I was looking at the one above that. Chess players apparently burn 4,000 calories a day playing chess in tournaments.
4,000?
I mean,
4,000.
So my comment comes from my ongoing dislike of many things. And one of them was these bloody energy supplements.
Yeah, I mean, they suck.
I mean, one thing I will say, being hydrated, brilliant. Yes, being hydrated is important for cognition.
It is important.
And
drink up.
Like, nothing wrong with drinking water frequently. But you don't need
hydro-homies.
These stupid energy drink, like, like powders, even if they're sugar-free, doesn't matter. They're still going to be fucking bad for you.
What if you need to game harder, though?
Yeah. What if you're like, gods, I'm not gaming hard enough. Let's game harder. Get the powders. Honey, get the powders.
Shit.
I need the powders. He's onto the powders now.
I should game harder now. I'm on powders these days, mate. Are you juicing?
Oh, no, I'm powdering. I'm powdering up.
Maybe it's like the fight or flight adrenaline rush you get from competitive esports.
Yeah. I can see that.
You know when your heart rate's elevated, you're worried, you're sweating.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe, elevated heart rate, things like that, definitely, yeah.
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
You ever played a game to that extreme level then?
Yeah.
You know, like Dota 2 Internationals. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Just get in the jungle.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's like playing plate up, isn't it? When you finish a game of plate up, you're like, my God, my eyes
hurt. So do you think that
you're burning more calories?
A perfect example
than The Sims.
When you're in that, at the height of that, do you think some energy drink would get you through? Or
yeah, and some like Cheetos, can of Monster.
Cheetos too.
Can of Monster, keys. Topped up.
My keys aren't dusty enough with powdered cheese.
No, I don't. I'll tell you what I do like, quite bad for me, those really giant baked Wotsits. Have you had the giant baked Wotsits?
Yeah, I mean, we ranked them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, we did. No, we didn't have we had the baked ones or we had the regular Wotsits?
Well, we had the novelty-size Wotsits.
See, the big baked ones are good. Also, my favourite crisp that we also ranked in that crisp ranking video, you can see it on our YouTube video.
Is it S tier?
It was one of the Manomessas. Manomessa have recently been bought by a company that are now making sure that all their snacks, and it's the same for Metcalf's popcorn, as you might recognise, all their snacks are now going to be, there's something called, I think it's like ECSS or something like, it's basically like about saturated fats, sugars and salts, right? They're committing to making sure all their snacks fall below the rating required for it to be considered a highly saturated, highly salty, highly whatever snack. And then thus probably going to be subject to new taxes. But basically, Manomessa crisps now don't taste as good. Because they've taken all of the crack off of it.
Oh, man.
I found that out the other day.
They did that with Nesquik. They took the tasting. Well, we tried it again. We ranked those as well.
Yeah, you're right.
And Nesquik cereal. Not the drink.
Oh.
The drink is still just as sugary as it was before.
Yeah.
But the cereal, Nesquik cereal, that does not taste, it's not enjoyable cereal.
Shit.
Anymore. Maybe over time you'll just be numb to it and that will.
It'll adjust our palates.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah,
you just have to go on those.
I guess it's not a bad thing. Kind of we had the good times, you know. We had the good times.
Breaks.
Now we're going to have 50 years of really hard times, guys. All right, we had the good times.
This decade is going to be the most dangerous decade. That's fun to hear, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's really fun to hear that the next 10 years could be dangerous. Vladimir Putin. Is he bluffing? I don't know.
I don't think.
Should we poke him with a stick and see? It's a really long one. It's quite far to
just Russia. A really fucking long stick.
Fuck. Poke him.
Poke him. Of wasps!
We poked the bear!
Like a
maybe we'll look back at this and be like, that was actually a happier time.
His big speech he had recently.
Yeah, yesterday. I think it was the day before, but something like that. It just sounded like, what was the last decade? Last five years.
I feel like he's instigating this decade.
Oh, yeah, but that's it. That's what this is exactly. Right. It's a veiled threat of nuclear.
I'm going to make your lives a living hell for the next decade.
Basically.
Or non-existent.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, in the meantime, I'm going to be finding all of the crisps that are still unhealthy for me that are left. Yeah. You know, like
that's how every documentary should start, I think. It should start with the doom and gloom of the possibility of nuclear warfare. And it's like, and we're actually going to go crisp tasting today. And then we're going to go inside a factory and see how they make these things and just completely turn it on its head.
Small joys.
And it's just like, oh shit, okay, now I'm seeing the lighter side of things.
Yeah.
But there is still that gloomy, dark realism.
Don't look outside.
Over the top.
Get back in the metaverse.
But hey, what's inside my computer? What's it look like to see a dishwasher go?
Well,
it's from the inside, which is a video I saw the other day, which I was fascinated by, and I don't know why.
The inside of a dishwasher?
Yeah.
I think I watched that same video.
Once I've seen it, you've seen it. It's
amazing, actually, how clean things get, right? For how, like,
how kind basic of, it is.
It's like some filthy, really disgusting plates. And it's like, oh, man.
Was this
after, obviously, it sped up.
It's like a guy in a suit with, like, longish hair.
I think
like,
so.
Really like meticulously breaks down dishwashers.
And he was and saying how much you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he like they put the pre-wash on the door. Yeah. If you don't
it's
have
two different tabs, and he was like, you have to do a pre-wash, otherwise
that's
all washes away.
American dishwashers.
It
by
is.
The way.
I checked mine and it has one
we don't
slot.
Have to worry about
and
that.
My slot broke yesterday.
Oh, already.
Yeah.
You are trashing that kitchen quick, aren't you?
It got stuck.
The hob's gone.
So like the latch that closes the detergent drawer.
Yeah.
Just got stuck like on the open position. And I was like, okay, I'll just shit. Do this. And then just So yeah. And then I Googled it and for a call out it was like £150 just for a call out.
Mm.
Which is nuts because it's £300 for a new dishwasher.
That's why you see 70
so
many lanes.
In, and you could just repair it yourself and get like it's like £40 for the replacement thing. No. But it's just dumb. Dumb. 2 years of it.
Just adult things.
I really...
Adult things. Ah!
It's super satisfying to fix them yourself, though.
I will, yeah. I'm looking forward to taking that off.
The facade
breaking it further.
Door of my dishwasher fell off yesterday.
The door of it?
The whole facade.
Oh, yeah. That can happen quite easily, yeah.
It's
maybe
quite
do you wrench oh, what, you your fucking dishwasher you open every time you use it?
It's an integrated
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. So
and
the
then,
front
like,
panel
the
came off. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Just... What's going on with that? Is your
well,
dishwasher
I've got
okay?
A really
so I got a good dishwasher story, too.
No!
Try
it.
You didn't sound like you were done then, though.
Yeah, what happened?
It's an old kitchen. Carry on.
So that's fair.
Oh,
okay.
Is it? I thought
so
you had your kitchen redone.
I haven't had it redone yet, no.
But, yeah, whereas but, mine's 2 years and, yeah. But the panel's not falling off.
Yeah, mine's like 5 years old now. It's not, you know, it's new when I moved in. And the front fell off the dishwasher, like you said. We've got this cabinet.
Is this what I got
you know,
to
like wooden cabinet yeah. things yeah. that yeah. fit onto the front of our dishwashers. They're not like open fronted.
Oh my God.
You know, it's because you pull the dishwasher open
yeah.
using that
that's
bit of wood.
What you use, yeah.
So you're constantly pulling against the screws. It's not very good design, really.
It was four screws holding
yeah.
my facade on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep, same with so most.
The, it wasn't it was the screws that came out. It was the plastic surround
so,
of like the frame.
And
that,
it's like chipboard or some shit. Yeah. yeah. Awful. Yeah, yeah so my front falls off. I call up the
God.
People. A guy comes around. He goes, oh, yeah, I'll take that away and I'll go get a new one down at Howden's, I think he
yeah,
said.
Yeah,
and so he took it away. 6 weeks later.
Six weeks later.
Have you got the door for my dishwasher yet, mate? On the phone. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, they not tell you. I told your building people that don't make that kitchen anymore. So it's just not available. And I was, so what do you mean? It's like
no substitute.
That pattern, like, because obviously it's all laminate shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that pattern, they no longer print it or whatever. So it doesn't exist. And I was like, so what
Christ
can I do? And they're, he's like, you can have the old one back if you want. And I was like, you still got it? He's like, yeah, it's in the back of my van. So he comes back 6 weeks later. My the front of my
Why
thing
is
been
holding
so the panel itself is not broken.
The panel itself
has just not detached.
Has broken.
Oh,
same
has
thing
broken.
Happened that happened
right.
with Trotz, where the screws
so you couldn't just
in
replace,
the door
yeah.
no longer held the wood in place. The wood just fell off of the screws.
Oh.
Right. So he's like, oh, I'll tell you what, I'll try and do. I'll fill the holes with epoxy and try and screw it
right,
on.
Yeah, okay.
He does that, but when he screws it back on, he uses the wrong screw, so the screw bursts
all
through
the
front.
Oh my God.
So he wrecks the like the fascia. Meanwhile, I'm watching him do this, and I know that there's no replacement for these. So he just puts it through the front, and I'm just like,
he's like, you don't mind a loose screw in here.
He's like, to be honest, but I don't think he's going to work anyway. Is what he said.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
And then he puts it on, and it holds up, and he changes the screw, pats it down a bit. The hole he's made sort of covers that up, puts a different screw in.
Epoxy it?
And then...
Epoxy.
Yeah, and then he puts it on, and he's holding it. And he's surprised. You know, he pulls it open and close. He's like, oh, yeah, it's holding.
Never normally works.
I'm like, all right, cheers, mate, thanks. He literally gets up from that, walks out my front door, walks off. As I come back into the kitchen, thing falls off front of the dishwasher again. Okay, and I literally stick my head outside the door and yell, like, down the corridor.
It fell off.
Mate! It's fallen off already.
Did he tap his watch
yeah.
and keep walking? Clocked off, mate.
Yeah,
the
he
moment
said,
I leave the premises.
He said, you're just going to have to talk to your
yeah.
letting agents. And I was just like, all right. Ended up, what I ended up doing is I ended up filling the hole with epoxy myself.
Gotcha.
And now it sort of is just
wow.
hanging on the front of my dishwasher.
So much dishwasher
There's
drama.
So much.
Everyone, if you're at home now, check your dishwasher. Something's
well,
probably falling off of it now.
Littered yeah. with comedic timing
yeah.
gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like... Oh, I think it's holding. He leaves.
The 6 weeks weren't so funny.
That wasn't funny.
Yeah. That was just like yeah. me just looking at the front of a horror. Because also...
But you don't have to pay any extra because it's rent.
Exactly.
Rent, so
that's
luckily they're actually covering it.
But the thing is right, those dishwashers are weighted. The front door is weighted mm. based on having a fascia attached to it, having that wood attached
yeah,
to it.
Flip
it's really,
so
it pings back really quickly.
What
yeah,
happened
yeah.
those 6 weeks was
the
a fucking catapult of a door that every so often I'd forget. Like, what I'd have to do, I'd pull the bottom like tray out and then quickly weight it down with as many many things as possible. Oh, but sometimes I wouldn't weigh it enough, so I'd forget, put like three plates in the bottom drawer, turn back to the sink, and the whole thing would just catapult my three plates into the dishwasher. I'd just be like,
what you need is a thick magnet just to put on the ground.
Yeah.
And then just
That's what you wanted in a world increasingly more filled with tech magnets, is magnets.
Big magnets.
Oh shit, I just wiped my phone on the floor.
But yeah, no. Well, I'm not looking forward to fixing it. But at the same time, £150 to call someone to go out and fix a tiny latch.
Yeah. How much
seems like a slap in the face.
£150 is worth more than your discomfort.
Well yeah, I'd rather pay double it to get a brand new one. Which is
absolutely
even more stupid. But I don't want to waste it, so I'm gonna try and fix it and be a fixer.
But then you get the rare rush of fly tipping.
Oh yeah,
you can get rid of the old one.
Yeah,
like you know the feeling of driving away from a quaint country lane, knowing you've
driving
left
away
several
with my boot half lodged open because I couldn't fit it in to my car. Of course,
you're gonna fly tip that, mate.
And
no,
then I'm just gonna toss it to the cows.
Toss it.
Ah,
you love
it.
Dead
love it.
White goods that find their way into Somerset's rural townscapes.
Mm. Tell me about it. Oh, I used to live in the perfect fly tipping zone.
A new fridge, is it?
This job was
it's not a good fridge.
I lived in the middle of nowhere, and it was like fly tipping central. They had sofas out there.
Is it because you have to pay?
Freezers.
Do you have to pay to get rid of like large?
I think it's
items,
just convenient and easy for someone to just dump it and not have
I
to.
I think there's a price. I think that you have to pay to get rid of large items like that because they have to be recycled in a certain way. Right.
Oh yeah.
So that's why
the thought police. Yeah. Oh, you can't bury that
Freon
in the ground.
Freon? No, it costs how much?
What's Freon?
Anything.
You made that up. You just made Freon.
You made that up. This is yours now. Bye. No, I've seen videos of people approaching people who have been fly tipping. It's just this awkward kind of just like, mate, what are you dropping over there? It's just and they've got a fridge. It's a fridge freezer combo. It's just like, what the fuck? How are you expecting to just dump that there and walk away? And it was a very busy road.
I'd never approach somebody fly tipping because I feel like if you're willing enough to do it, you're probably also willing enough to like try and knock out and mug the guy that's like challenging you. You know, because like, I mean, it's not that much of a
crime.
Takes
a mindset to. You know you're doing wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So you're like, well, if he's filming me, I'm going to nick his phone.
Yeah, otherwise you'll end up in that fridge.
Yeah, for life.
For life.
But you would survive the Holocaust, according to the
nuclear Holocaust.
Yeah, sorry to be clear.
It's not the Holocaust. I don't think fridges were a safe place.
No, no, they were not.
I don't think you would survive a nuclear Holocaust with
in a fridge.
Indiana Jones. Yeah, Indiana Jones. Was this the
fridge.
Crystal Skull?
Yes.
It's a crystal skull one, you know.
You know, at the start, he survives in a smeg fridge.
He hops in
he
the
finds
fridge.
Himself
he's in Nuketown, basically, my reference point. And then, Nuke goes off, and this little kind of model village gets blown to bits, but he flies away. It gets propelled really fucking far.
It does.
It
does.
Goes
that
really
would kill
far. You think that alone would kill him, or
that
he'd pop
inertia
out of it.
Would kill him.
But no, he hops out of it, and it's like, oh, it's because it was a fridge. It's fine.
Yeah, but like the radius of radiation, you'd be killed after the fact. When
if
you
got out
when
of it,
you
yeah,
get out of the fridge.
Of it,
that's... I got a couple of floors of Crystal Skull, and that's...
Oh, there's just a couple.
Oh, shit. That documentary you watched the other day, did you watch them just sending those people into Chernobyl?
Yes.
And it's just like, all right, guys, just get your plastic wrap and tape over. This was an Adam Curtis documentary
on
iPlayer, which is literally just a load of archive footage of Russia
and Ukraine
in the 80s
and
Ukraine and stuff.
The Soviet Union. Really interesting.
And it's there's no narration, which...
Occasional title cards kind of pull it together.
Yeah, it's kind of just...
It's called Trauma Zone.
A window into... You know, the different side, another side of the planet that you don't really fully understand or have seen enough of, I feel.
It's called Trauma Zone, just to be clear.
It's called Trauma Zone. And yeah, there's a part where they were just, sending a bunch of people in. Obviously, it's in the documentary as well, not the documentary, the drama about it, where they sent people in to go clear up and try and find the kind of
the
bits
elephant's
of,
foot, the core
yeah,
of the reactor.
The core of it, yeah.
That melted
but it completely like melted and fucked everything up and then
so imagine this scene, right?
These guys are taping themselves up.
It looks like footage from a very dingy looking football changing room. You know, like
this wasn't BBC funded, was it?
This is BBC
archive footage. He just sat there for hours and hours going through it all and finding what was kind of appropriate at the time and kind of just little
pockets
snippets
of
like what life was like.
Yeah, really interesting. But these guys are like regular looking dudes who turn out to be nuclear engineers. They're literally, like Ross says, like wrapping themselves in like cling film, basically.
Yeah.
And then just
taping it closed.
Their boots at the top and stuff.
Like, that'll
and
be
you're
right.
Like, and you're like, what the fuck are they doing? And then you realize not only are they going into a nuclear reactor, they're going into like right next to it. Like
the core.
Like and the only exploratory camera they've got is literally a camera on a wire with a torch that they stuck on the top of a remote control tank that they bought from a toy shop. And they're like rolling this toy forward that has a camera on it, taking footage as they approach the most dangerous nuclear object in the world's history. And they're just wandering towards it in cling film suits. It's
I guess the dark reality is you're basically watching a bunch of people kill themselves because they're walking into
because of the amount of radiation.
The highest point of radiation, that's the epicenter of where it happened. And they're just walking, they're trying to clean it on, scrub it up and stuff. They sacrifice themselves for the good of the people around them. They ended up obviously encasing it, and now it's this huge dome.
Holy shit.
And it's just like, but it's interesting footage because it's like raw, it's real, it's like, I'm surprised they managed to film because I thought film degrades because of the radioactive.
Same, I'm not sure if it's, I think it might be because it was on a cable, so they were getting the camera input and the film was somewhere else.
Right, of course, maybe, because it was just a feed.
But yeah,
but still, impressive stuff. Cool. Very haunting. So watch that if you want. It's, there's like seven of them and they're all hour long.
I was watching
hours.
That when I was sick in bed. So I was having like this real like miserably like, is this real?
At least you weren't having a fever dream.
Do I live in this?
Fever dream. That's the footage you watch like on shrooms.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There's some very odd kind of stuff about it. I don't know what it is. It's the Chernobyl stuff. It's freaky.
So you don't... you want to make sure you're wearing tight trousers in Ukraine, don't you?
Yeah.
Because your schnobble fall out.
Anyway, we haven't done a hypothetical yet. We've just carried on, and that's fine. Bit of dishwasher drama and Chernobyl. Who knew we could link those two? Who knew?
Yeah. There you go.
But there you go.
Dishwashers.
So, let's get on to the hypotheticals. What have you got here today? You've got...
The winner from our Patreon-voted hypothetical situations is as follows.
It's number one, right?
Number one.
Good. Sometimes it's not. You discover you have the ability to literally hate people to death. What do you do?
Fucking hell.
Well, so you have a power. Your superpower is to...
hate people to death.
Have so much hate towards someone that they die. Or God. Do you die? Do you reckon? Hate people to death.
Would people die already?
Yeah.
Would there be people that you hate enough that would die?
Well, this is the thing, because like... I mean, can you truly say you hate someone as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, like...
Because nobody's ever done me like that much of a wrong.
The things people say and the things people do, and...
Would anyone in power die?
The mentality they have, maybe. Sorry?
Would anyone in power die based on your hate levels for
Well,
them?
Yes.
I guess so, yeah.
Trump
hate
would
what
be dead.
I, like, Putin.
Putin would be dead.
Like, I mean, I know we, like, Trump is a horrible person, but, like, Putin's literally sent tens and hundreds of thousands of people to their deaths.
Mm.
That guy's a cunt.
Yeah. I mean, a lot, yeah, like, I think a lot
like,
of people
if
in
I
power...
had to, like I hate what he's done. I hate what he represents. And
but that's only because you can see... It's easy to see that. Like, if you think about the fact that, like, Ronald Reagan dismantled the middle class of America and essentially sent us down this whole, like, route of, like, capitalism's good for everyone and everyone's going to succeed and benefit to super rich and poor. Like, it's really all the trickle down will happen. You only, like... You know, that's in America, at least. I mean, America tends to affect the whole world. But, like, you know, it's... Yes, but yeah, I mean, in the simplified, uncomplicated way, yes, people probably would have died from the amount of dislike, you can call it hate, I felt for them. But there would definitely be people that I would have regretted dying, because in the past, people that I felt quite a lot of dislike for, I no longer feel.
It'd be difficult to have that power as a teenager where you're...
Exactly.
You're very angry.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you, Mom!
Oh, she died.
No.
I hated her to death.
You said it out loud.
It's a dangerous power.
Yeah, is it? Do you reckon it's passive? So you just like sometimes
you just gotta hate.
I fucking hate that bloody guy over the other road, dead. And then he died last week.
Because, it's got, yeah, road rage.
You know, oh fuck!
Road rage deaths.
Mm. Yeah,
that could be really.
But
dangerous.
can you really hate someone if you don't really know who they are?
Yeah,
can you just hate what they're doing? Or
I think so.
You hate Putin, right? You don't know him.
I don't know him personally, true, but I know what he's done. What he's representing.
Well, that person veered into your lane on the road, and you know what they've done. It's time for them to hate die.
But when in your head, if you can't direct that towards a person you know, because you can barely see them through the windscreen, maybe because they've just... Who are you directing that towards? The car?
I feel like the mystical energy of this power would direct it to the thing that's causing you hate.
So it's just an old granny who made a mistake. I'm
dead.
I hate what you just did. You drove up the curb and almost knocked me and my dog down.
Keel over and die.
And then hits a tree because I hate her.
Butterfly
you're like,
effect.
Oh my god, I've got a power.
In this, so yeah, if there was any way for me to, how would you realize you had this power? Do you have to literally sit there and go, fucking hate the bloody queen or whatever, and oh, she's perished.
it's more like MK Ultra, where you actually were an experiment and you've been given, bestowed the power through vigorous training. And
it's like an 11 of Stranger Things scenario.
You've been pushed to the limit to where your hate kills people. So you know, and then you've got, you could have people coming up to you like special forces and stuff, like secret organizations that are like, I need you to hate this man. This man needs to be hated.
You become a trained government assassin.
And you just think about them and hate them and then they die.
Well, this says people. I hate wasps. So if I'm hating a wasp that's near me, like, I fucking hate you because you're going to sting me if I...
Well, if you hate a human, not all humans die, right? I feel like it's the wasp that you specifically hate.
Yeah, it's not going to kill all the wasps. It's not just, I hate wasps.
If you concentrated on all mosquitoes, all of them. Would they all go? Maybe.
All...
I feel like you get a big nosebleed like 11.
Yeah.
But there's a
I guess the real question is, would you abuse it? Would you hate someone you didn't really fully hate just because you're
That's the thing. Like, if you're asked to hate someone...
To test this out. Mother Teresa, she's not...
I'll pay you
anymore.
£1 million to hate this person.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't know them?
Man. It's a real...
It's really then not really about hate, is it? It's it really is, isn't it? It's not really about hate at that point, though. It's just about like,
what if it's misguided hate? What if they lie to you?
Well, like, I've experienced misguided hate in my time, both at me and
mistaken hate
and at other people. No, like, you know, I mean, it really depends on like quantifying what hate means. If you really want to like actually get an answer to this question, because like that's quite a difficult thing to do. You know, you've got to establish what is hate. Is it dislike? Is it discord? Is it disunion with an idea or a person?
Because in this scenario, I guess the reality of it is, if you hated someone enough to pick up a gun and put it to their head and shoot.
Yeah, Jesus. Exactly.
Like, if you say no to that, then surely you don't hate
them. Well, it gets rid of
you
all
hate them
the...
To death.
Exactly.
You just... Yeah, you hate them enough, but not to kill them. So is that...
There would be, I assume, this power would be just before
the
desire.
I fucking want them to fucking die.
Yeah, and then boom, they're dead.
I was like, shit, I was in a queue and they just... Mm.
I think there'd be a sobering thought.
Also, what's important is your hate of a person the most important thing to your existence? Would you want somebody else to have this power?
Like growing up, probably just being more immature and stuff, that's probably a power that's abused heavily, whereas you mature a bit more and realize that hate's a bit of a strong one.
It's also just people
you dislike. You can't. Hate's strong, isn't it? Hate that person's existence. But
this may not be the consensus, and I'm sure this goes down like philosophical and political lines. But like, generally speaking, an extreme of any kind seemingly seems like the wrong decision, right? In any situation, going to an extreme, seemingly, at least as far as I can think of, is usually not good. Like having a spectrum and landing somewhere within a more specified spectrum is generally the best thing. So like to absolutely hate and to absolutely, I guess you could say, absolutely love on the other end of the spectrum, is it wise to live within, like, you know, with those limits? You know, why would you want hate? What use is hate, really? Like
a Sith Lord that.
If hate had a purpose, as in if hate created a death of that person, which therefore solved the hate, then therefore hate would have a problem. Hate is like a journey to a solution. However, that's not
what a good solution is.
If somebody just stabbed you in the arm, I fucking hate you for doing that.
And this comes down to self-defense.
Self-defense, you're hating them. Because
they
wounded you.
You didn't go out and go, I hope to kill someone. In that situation, you've had to kill someone.
Maybe
it's
they stab
nice.
You every day.
You know, it's a weird relationship you've got with these people, Ross.
Well, I don't know.
Why is there somebody stabbing you every day?
I hate them.
Oh, no. He's going to stab me again.
Not in the same spot, at least.
It's always with a compass as well.
Yeah.
Stab with a compass.
Like, maybe, if someone was attacking you, you'd hate that.
I think death of somebody as a result of you just hating them is probably too extreme and is not the solution to every problem that you hate.
Because I'm sure... people hate us.
Again, it's like the death penalty. That's kind of the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah, it is, yeah.
You don't know for sure.
Exactly. And also, is it ever really right?
And also with the judicial system, like, holy shit. Like, I feel like
the fallibility
you can't trust
of humans.
Fully. I mean, in some cases, unsolved cases or cases that have kind of a question mark over the top of them, not ones where they've been like, yeah, no, I fucking killed him. I got blood on my hands. I did it. Like, sure, but like,
Bureaucracy there are is never 100% accurate.
Especially when like you've got America where they profit from prisons and stuff like that, where it's like, shit, the death penalty should not exist in that scenario. Because if there's a chance that person could come out, then that's just not fair.
That's scary.
Otherwise.
So. Well, okay, so you've got hate power.
Yeah.
Oh, boom. There's a rival that's just come in. They've got hate power. How quickly, there's like a competition now. How quickly
can you hate
him? God, I hate him so much. I hate him more.
Because you have to you can't just say it. You have to really feel it, right?
Yeah, you have to build it up fast. Yeah.
But what if you're just like, you try and, you know, kill him with kindness. You're just being really nice to him and just being as,
you know. It'd be interesting because you go into that mental state of fear as well, but you also have to hate. It's like, oh my God, he's going to kill me to death with hate. No way, I need to still stay angry at him.
It'd be a weird battle.
It'd be insane.
It'd be two people sat across the table. Is that what it just looked like?
You son of a bitch.
Angry.
Why I oughta.
God. Yeah, it's a weird one. It's a special power that...
So what would we do to round it up? Not much. Not many people
would take the power?
It would take me a long time to even discover it was real. Or a thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe you don't. Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe we all have that power and we've never truly hated someone enough.
What if the only way we find out is... You start like linking up.
Saying, I hate that kid.
He's dead.
You start.
I killed a child.
Oh, shit.
That shouldn't happen.
Oh,
God. Really?
Whoa.
I've got hate power.
Jesus. Shit.
That was a...
No, it's every time you like really grip your controller after like losing a level. Mm. And then in the news the next day, like all the developers are dead.
Developers?
Like that. Every time I play like really anger-inducing games, the developers die.
Wow.
I think like... The developers, that's a harsh one for the developers. Because it'd be more against the lobby, the people you were against. It's like...
No, the QA testers, the publisher, all of them.
Everyone involved. I've definitely felt enough rage to kill somebody.
From a game.
Nobody's told me yet, so... Not for a long time, probably as a teenager, when you like wanted to twist the Xbox controller in half, and you could feel it creaking, and you're like, I could bust this right now.
Have you
now.
Broken any controllers before?
No.
Just in rage?
No.
I don't think I have. I've thrown a controller once.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons & Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
I have been angry, like the gripping anger.
I banged a lot of tables.
Yeah.
You bang a lot of tables.
Table banging. Yeah, definitely. Table. You did that quite recently.
Yeah.
Was that Overwatch, I think? Yeah.
It's good that we have such high quality hardwood tables because they do take a fucking beating.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that. I've banged them like Donkey Kong. Mm.
I hate Hitler.
Yeah.
It's a soundbite.
You don't know him.
No, I know he's done, and I know
he's already dead.
The fucking devastating effect of what he's done.
He's already dead.
On the fucking world.
You're going to hate him back to life? Does it work
so
the other
I can
way?
Kill him again, yeah. If I could resurrect someone to kill them again, it would be Hitler, just for the joy of destroying something evil.
But it's still a it's still a human being, isn't it? Like what I mean is it's just a human being.
Oh sure, you say
that like it's like you come oh you're evil, you that, are like, evil, but like you're just an input output machine that's fucked up. Let's
I guess
be honest.
So, but like any person who goes out and buys a gun to protect themselves is basically preparing to kill someone.
Yeah.
They've got a weapon and they've said to themselves, I could kill someone, or at least put them down.
Yeah.
If it's versus,
if it comes to it, so like
you would kill
the mentality
to
has
yourself,
to be there at
right?
some point. Well, yeah, the mentality has to be there to that degree. I mean, I don't. It would have to be an extreme situation, a fight or flight situation where you are just literally pushed to the edge.
Mm. It's a difficult one from the perspective of not living in a country that doesn't
worry about that.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
If you're surrounded by guns, you're at the
You are literally
right? Like you're
you know
fearing for your life at that point, and you need one
protect
to
yourself.
That's a whole.
But you
other,
also need to mentally.
It is, yeah,
but I can only imagine there's quite a lot of mental turmoil for people who don't want to kill anyone, but they've got a gun. Yeah, like you say, because everyone else has one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a safety thing, and it's like, well, I need to protect my family somehow because who fucking knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. But, it's it's complicated. But I think what's important is like what I'm trying to say there, just in case anyone thinks that it was just a guy. It's not what I mean. What I mean is you could bring any evil or person who's done evil things, let's say, back to life. And you're right. Like, I mean, there are some people I probably would enjoy, you know, blasting.
Well, did you see what happened
to... all they are, you're not really winning. You're not really like...
You saw what happened to Gaddafi,
it's just
though, right?
Sad. You know, it's just shit.
You saw what happened to Gaddafi there, right?
What? Strung him up.
The people just literally fucking dragged him through the streets. Like, they all had a go at him.
Yeah.
Well, they all had a go at beating that guy to death.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was probably quite cathartic for them because those are the people that were affected by his...
Absolutely.
Actions. And it's like,
absolutely. But they're also only human beings. Yeah. You know, like, as in, like, this is the thing, like, all of us, we're all kind of like just stuck on a merry-go-round until we're not, right? And like, I think that there's a huge amount of personal responsibility that people take, and that's why that they get their comeuppance, hopefully, and like, you know, all the shit these people have done. Like you say, it's not very human, it's not very pro other people, is it, to act in that way? But then equally, like, there's so many variables that are required to get to a person, to get a person to the level where they're happy to act in a way where they understand that, you know, because a lot of people do not have the luxuries of these things. And I think that's what the challenge is. It's about getting the luxury of being a functioning, good hearted society, right? And that sounds like where we are. We're all trying desperately not to kill each other. And I think that's an admirable thing. It's a noble pursuit, but it is also a luxury.
Do you think Jacob Rees-Mogg hates the poor?
I think he lives in his own fucking world. I think a lot of us do. Not in that sense. But yeah, he's weird. He's bizarre. We're all trying to sort of create a working society, aren't we? We're all trying to help each other, ultimately.
From our perspective.
We
deem to be.
Ideally, yeah. As intelligent human beings, we would be trying to work together to help each other out, to give everyone the best experience of the short life that you get. But some people go down these weird roads, like him, who've had these weird lives where that concept has never for some reason entered their brain, and instead they're just these bizarre contraptions.
There's a lot of people who once they've got what bubble. They've got, they don't want to give anything to anyone else.
Mm.
Well, they're in a societal bubble where they think this is the norm and that's how everyone else lives their lives, and I know what's best because I've been educated that way. You know, I come from Eton.
That's why they always ask
exactly.
How much
they're in their own
construction
of reality.
Yeah.
They're always
I know
testing
what's best
them.
For
how much is a Freddo?
The fact that you're not at Eton
with
me means that you're at a disadvantage. You're not as good as I am at this, basically.
But we're all part of that. We're all part of the idea of meritocracy.
Yeah.
Like this is the thing. Like, yes, that's true. They feel like that. But ultimately, in a way, we have to prop up that idea, because otherwise having doctors have licenses doesn't really make any sense. You know, like it does function somewhat, the idea that highly training a person does make them better
skilled
at some
at that,
things,
yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Problem is, yeah, places like Eton, I mean, hell, I'm against private schools in general. I think they naturally create division. Like, they naturally create division in the UK, 100%. Like, people who receive, like, private education, especially certain schools that have streamlines into certain institutions and structures.
Born into it as well.
It creates a natural division. But it's in their interest to maintain that division, because it means that they can have loads of stuff and other people don't have to have as much stuff, frankly. And of course, the people who are trained the best and put into the positions of power are going to try and maintain that status quo, because that status quo fucking works for them. Why? Like, it's fucking reality, man. And it's the fucking cards you're dealt when you're born and all this other crazy shit.
This is why we need brain chips. Hold on to this.
Right, okay, brain chips, let's do it.
Hive mind.
Brain chips, where we can implant the education of a private school person into everybody. Imagine
that. Does it even need to be a private,
the best education you could ever get.
Matrix style.
All the knowledge that you ever need to be like the most intelligent version of a human in this current situation possible.
Mm-hmm. But obviously in our reality, if that existed.
I know Kung Fu.
Only the rich would have that.
Yeah, it would be.
So then it would be the divide limited. Between, have you been enhanced? No, I haven't. I can't afford it. So, oh, fuck.
If
I got the enhancement,
it would be
I know
a law
everything.
For
I
a
know
bit
that, you
that
are
all
worse
newborns
off
would have this upgrade, and then, yeah, it would probably be changed very quickly.
But does intelligence affect morality?
What
do you think, they go hand in hand through learning and knowledge?
That's so complicated. What's morality?
I don't know, because a computer doesn't necessarily...
Do you think high grades means morality? Is that what you're saying?
Well, just like why should you care about certain things in the world or poverty or whatever?
Yeah.
If you just have knowledge of how the world works. If a computer knows everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't care about humans. because humans don't help it. There's no feelings.
Yeah. A computer is essentially a decision-making thing there, yeah. right, in this circumstance. So it doesn't have feelings. It's just making decisions.
I don't think it would build then, right? resentment because there is no emotion there.
Yeah. It doesn't have feelings. It's taking data.
What about that one
and
that Google guy said that it came to life?
Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah.
I think he's crazy.
Because he was sticking his dick in the floppy disk drive.
I'm sure we'll get... he feels I'm sure. It. Why is there a floppy?
This is a real machine.
Ah, 3.5 inch. Nice.
3.5 inch. Perfect.
I don't think...
Our penis is so flat.
I think we're definitely going to get to the point where we think something's sentient before we realize it's not sentient. As in, I think we're going to be able to simulate sentience so well that we're going to be able to we're just going to have to say this is probably sentient, like, you know, without actually being able to tell whether it's sentient.
It's not what they're doing to pigs. They're going to try and make them sentient.
Or sapient. Sapient is
Elon.
The word.
I don't know, pigs are definitely.
Is it just a way to control them, or is it just a remote control pig, or is it like
vastly more animals control things that are conscious of their existence than we estimate?
I watched that octopus documentary, and that was incredible. Octopus teacher was eye opening.
We've been living under a rock because we eat so much fucking meat.
So was the
so many living things, and so was the octopus living in a rock. I think it's just denial. It's just years and years of institutionalized denial that it's fine to keep doing what we do to pigs and cows and fuck, even like, you know, some of the simpler creatures, not even the mainly industrialized farm creatures. It's just brutal. And like, we need to start having a different conversation about how we feel about it. Because I'm not saying I'm not saying we need to stop eating meat. I'm just saying
there's a pig documentary on Netflix now, which I didn't want to watch just because...
It's all horrific.
I was eating pork. No, I was just like thinking, God, like... The ignorance is bliss scenario
works
here, but at the same time, you should probably educate yourself, and I will probably watch it, but it's just, it looked like a very fucking brutal eye on the old, like, farming system and how, like, they'll be defended by police rather than the activists who go in there and go, this is what's happening. It's like that farm where they test on beagles, and they just send in a load of beagle puppies and then shave their heads, like, mark them with a number and then spray them in the face with some chemical, like, and then kill them.
It breaks the economy, and the only people that are abused and exploited is the animal, ultimately, and humans gain. So as long as humans gain, that human's going to retain
gain. Because there's obviously strong arguments for testing on humans, on animals, because it benefits humans. But, like,
is it fair?
It's a very cruel
world. Probably not.
Not farm. I think with medicines, there could be an argument for it. I mean, equally,
like, enough. You know,
I just think people need to be a bit more aware of, like, the hierarchy of, like, violence, you know, like, what is required in order to maintain your life, and are you okay with that? Like, that's all it really comes down to. I think it's just about, like, accountability,
because it's quite impressive.
We're not shown, we're hidden.
It's almost impressive how hidden it is in day-to-day life.
Would you like
to see animals
being
slaughtered? You don't see cruelty on the streets in, like, in a direct way. Sure, there's things like poverty and stuff, but, like, you're not seeing blood on the streets in that sense, which is
impressive
considering how much there is.
Given a stats page of, like, animals killed to feed your needs, imagine seeing, like, how many pigs, cows,
and would you be
chickens.
Happy doing this yourself? If not, then, you know, take some fucking responsibility for it. I think that's it. It's just like, you can have good times, but you got to appreciate that those good times come with a cost. And you need to be okay with paying that. And I'm not saying that you should feel bad. Like, it's not what I'm saying. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not saying that, like, everyone should stop eating meat, but they probably could have a closer relationship with it. Yeah. Like, and, you know, I was eating fucking McDonald's yesterday. Like, I'm getting that we all do bad things and we're all hypocrites, but I guess it's about engaging with trying a bit harder. Not just being the guys on the spaceship from Wally.
I know what you're trying to say.
Heads in sand.
I know where we're going with this conversation. Mm-hmm. It comes to a natural conclusion.
Yeah.
Is that there are some breeds of dogs that are smarter than humans that deserve some power and law.
Oh, we're going back to dog law.
Yeah.
Some dogs. Yeah, but the problem is the smart ones also go mental. This is the problem.
No, they just need
smart
to be
ones are pretty good, though.
Exercised mentally.
A lot.
Like, if you gave border collie, just saying, we had a house.
We like to go. I like the border collies. Yeah,
border collies good.
Very smart. Can go really bonkers.
Let's
if you
just
don't
swap out
beagles.
Beagles
are really smart dogs.
Yeah.
Swap
what
out.
Have you got?
Beagle.
All right.
He's smart.
Well, let's
under the right guidance.
He was fucking my leg constantly.
He was. Yeah. You excited him. That's you. That's on you.
I'd happily evict everyone from the House of Commons.
Right.
And just let loose a load of really smart border collies and beagles.
But I just don't know how they can communicate. You mean buttons?
Do you think they would know where
they
don't
have voices, so that's the hard part.
Well, they
part.
Communicate with each other, like, yeah. And then they'll figure out a way collectively to communicate with us if they want to. Yeah. It's up to them, really. They got the law.
Well, I guess maybe they can negotiate with Putin and make it better.
I reckon they'd solve it.
Maybe.
Better than we have.
Mr. Speaker, what would the Speaker do?
The Speaker's still a human.
The Speaker's trying to drown out all the barks. Yeah. It's loud anyway in there anyway.
I will hear the Right Honourable Border Collie from Yorkshire. Who's cleaning up all the shit and piss as well?
Well, that's for the border collies to
house trained, surely?
Yeah, so they all go outside. Yeah. They'll go and take a dump on Jacob Rees-Mogg's. You know, he's like really close to us here. I think he's North Somerset's MP, North East Somerset's MP. Literally, we are probably within spitting distance of him.
Good.
Let's go see his Get nanny.
His nanny. Nanny.
Is Jacob in? Oh, hello, mother. Who is it, nanny? It's so weird.
Prepare my suit.
But there are really strange people in politics. There are some, I mean, in all from lots of countries.
These people are supposed to represent and enact laws for us.
It's bonkers how like not normal MPs can be, isn't
They're
it?
They're aliens.
Like, it's just like you would have thought they'd be a rough amalgamation of like...
Most people probably don't know who their MPs are.
No. Plus, I've been to North Somerset and it can be pretty fucking rough. It's not like some, you know, it's not
Has Jacob not sorting it out?
It's not, like, you imagine, maybe he comes from, like,
with his gold.
If you'd heard he'd come from, like, you know, one of the poshest places in England, you know, he was the MP for, like, Eton, even though they don't have their own MP.
Wiltshire.
Yeah. You'd be like, all right, yeah, I can imagine that a lot of people could be like him. But, like, you know, Weston-super-Mare is in North Somerset. Have you been to Weston-super-Mare?
Yeah.
It's horrible. Banksy made Dismaland there. Yes. That was the most dismal place he could think of in the UK. Yeah.
It's weird because there's other places that are quite dismal.
Where else?
I don't know. Places I've not been.
There's also a beachfront though.
I've never been to Scunthorpe. I've heard bad things and I don't know if it's bad. But it's the name. Yeah. The name of it.
It sounds bad.
It doesn't sound like Scunthorpe.
Good,
but then neither does Bognor. Regis.
Bognor Regis.
Bognor Regis wasn't bad.
Bognor. No, it's all right.
Boggers.
You can't judge a place on its name.
You shouldn't,
but it is fun to do. And it's quick to do.
Yeah.
If only we could find Kent.
Slough, yeah.
Kent Slough.
When we find Kent, we'll be winning.
It's a place near here called Baldrip.
Oh,
quite nice, actually. It's all right, yeah.
You've been to Cock?
No. I've always wanted to go.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think
Wookie
that
Hole.
Wookie Hole.
Is it Wookie Hole?
Yeah.
I think
sounds funny, doesn't it?
Sounds
so
funny.
I was chatting.
Is it just a cave?
Yeah, it's a series of caves.
It's a cave.
It's got like a horrible
thing
on the outside.
I think if I'm going to have a wedding,
yeah, you're gonna have it
I'm
going to
get
hole.
In a cave. How cool would that be?
It'd be very cold, yeah. Damp.
They do it there.
I'm sure they do.
And it looks quite nice the way they decorate
it. Imagine,
once
it's lit.
Like, I'd rather that than a
like caves look quite cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really create. I don't quite really novel. Have an idea on what would be a good or a bad wedding.
On a biplane. Or like on we stood on, yeah, stood on each of the wings.
Wing walking.
Is
that what you want to do?
No. That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, cave
wing
up.
Walking. Jesus,
I would say the Wookie
Christ.
Hole when I went there a while back did smack of like poorly commercialized natural beauty. You know what I mean? Like like Cheddar Gorge. You've been through Cheddar?
Mm. I think we did. Did we not?
Basically, like, you know, imagine setting up an ice cream restaurant in the very early 90s and not updating it since then. And just like, look at this beautiful natural structure. And then look at this like Mr. Blobby statue. This like with paint flaking off, you know, that kind of thing.
We were just
Disneyland.
Like,
Yeah. That's
no
kind
maintenance,
of
yeah.
Wookie Hole was how I experienced, but maybe they've changed it now.
What about Crinkly Bottom? That's where Blobby's from.
That's near
I've
Chard.
Been there.
I've been to Crinkly Bottom as well. Yeah. Apparently,
the name alone was the novelty of the name alone.
Crinkly Bottom.
Crinkly Bottom.
Oh, titter.
Crinkly Bottom.
That's
there's,
funny because it's
cellulite ridden bottom.
Time to have a not actually very good
was,
ice cream.
Yeah, it was back when Noel Edmonds was on TV.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
I don't know, probably really rich somewhere.
Doing deals or no deals.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He's just doing
one of those grifters,
deals.
Isn't he? He's one of those grifters that dodge both the sexual scandals and long term health issues, which usually get the sort of duckers and divers of the world. I mean, Deal or No Deal must have made it minted. People fucking love that format.
And they were filming a couple of episodes a day. Like,
it's unbelievable how well that format did.
I went to a taping, I told you.
You did.
I did go to a taping of it. It was really boring. Really boring.
Because there's nothing interesting about the game, is there?
No.
I'm going to give you a good number now. All right, Tyler, we've been hanging out at the Premier League bar. So
I don't think anyone calls him.
In here? No.
I don't believe anyone calls him.
Well, you just don't think it's a real voice?
I think
he gets prompts.
He's got an earpiece anyway. So I think he's just like, they were like, offer him 50 quid. So, right. Okay. And then he's just ad-libbing on the phone.
Right.
So the chuckles to himself, I think, is just, yeah.
He's just a great actor.
He's a great actor. I think we've, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've undervalued him.
We have.
Yeah, anyway, enough of the 90s.
Did he bring back his house party? I don't think he did. He had a house party once. I still want
Evan's house party.
Get inside a machine which blows cash up so I can grab it and then...
Did you see the technique? I saw a Reddit video.
Yeah.
Was it filling the pence? What was it?
No, it's like one of those machines with loads of the tickets. Papers.
So it blows
and they
paper
were just
from the
holding
bottom.
Their hands out like this. And it was just falling into their hands. And they were collecting it like that. Yeah. And then stuff it in. And then just hold it in the
nice,
same place.
Nice.
Stuff it in. That's the way to do it. Not like trying to grab individuals. Hold it out like a shovel.
What
That's
if good. I'm really quick, though?
If you're really quick, then sure, you'll beat
wind.
What
if I use, like I'm so quick, I'm using chopsticks.
Oh wow, that's really impressive.
We need to do it in the warehouse.
I don't think you have enough space. I know. I keep saying I want to be in one.
We need a
giant fan at the bottom that's going to blow up the cash,
and then a
perspex cube. So we'd have to make it out of perspex and figure it out from there.
Badly.
Leaf blow up underneath.
Yeah, first test we do, one of us suffocates in there. Sealed. It's fully sealed. Yeah. One of us corking up the edges.
You've got to wait till the cork dries.
It's the only way to get it blowing upwards. It needs to be fully sealed.
This is what I'm saying. It sounds actually that bit probably sounds quite complicated. I was thinking maybe we could use a shower, like a shower tray and cubicle. But again, you're just putting a shower up. That's not a cheap way of doing
That's not
a cheap way of doing it. No. Did you have to buy the actual shower? Like, yeah, I thought we might
better
as well.
Off using the corner of the building. So you have two panels.
That's true.
And that's probably the best way to do it.
I think that's how we'll do it.
A piece,
I just saw a clip of a game show the other day of Million Pound Drop. And the most satisfying thing is when they're so fucking confident about the answer. They put all their money on these. You know, have you seen the concept where you put the money on a thing and it flops
it
down?
Yeah.
They were just so wrong. And they just put it on. Are you sure? Yeah. There's definitely this answer. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we got this in the bag. They do like this. One drops down, second drops down. And then it's like, oh, fuck. And then boom, there goes. And it's like a million on one question. They were so confident. It's just like, hilarious content.
You're just seeing that.
Is it
crushing?
Absolutely
crushing. Like, it's like you had a million and you didn't even put just a little bit on the others. Just a little. You're not sure.
All on that.
You got to make
so
it
so confident.
Yeah. The way to play that game would be like, right, this is our betting money and this is not our betting money. Like every time we have to say we have to hedge. Yeah. Like it's part of your strategy.
But sometimes
right?
They whittle it down too much. Depending on that, they just like, we'll split it evenly on each of them. Poof, okay, we'll split it evenly again. Oh shit, we've got like $5,000 left. Fuck.
$5,000 would be nice.
That show then turned into $100,000 drop. So you see where the viewing,
really?
You see where the ratings went.
Fuck me, that is brutal.
Yeah,
a tenth.
Clearly, weren't enough people binning a million.
Imagine they wanted viewers getting in. You know,
they do really try and push these like big Saturday night formats, don't they? Like they really want the nation watching, and the nation's just like, mate. There's so much to watch on Netflix and Amazon.
YouTubers are doing that for
figures and that shit.
Yeah. YouTubers are kind of taking over that sort of space, aren't they, in some ways? Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should really
game
dial up
stuff.
Craig's
I
game show
I think
our stuff.
Likes the game show stuff.
I mean, we like it as well. It's fun, isn't it? I love
you get it regular. It's just,
I like
there's
being
a
in
lot
a quiz.
Of, yeah, I like being in it, but it's the organizing it, which just takes a long time and getting that right. But if we get a format down, we
million
should do that. We should just have
drop, but we have a million pounds in game show. Tied to our nuts and then we throw the weight off and if the string is long enough.
How much weight is it?
So you get, this is my format idea, 20 kilogram dumbbell, right? You stand up, we stand up on the raised bit of the warehouse, we have the 20 kilogram dumbbell with a rope on it tied to your nuts on the other end, right?
Oh, this is
okay.
On,
and for, it's on
old school,
yeah. But the way we gamify it is for every, there's a line. And for every inch of rope you put past that, you lose 10 points. So basically, you're trying to keep as many points as possible.
Right, yeah.
So you have to put as little extra line on. But obviously, if it doesn't hit the floor, it janks your nuts.
Yeah.
And if it does, and then like there's loads of slack, you're losing all those points. You know?
Yeah,
so you've got to time it perfect. So it really encourages
it's
you
like touch.
To stay. Yeah.
Really stretch your nutsack tall.
And then you just throw the 20 kilogram weight off the top and then wait until it hits the ground.
It should be a machine that you don't have a control of as well. Like the weight is there and there's a button that could be pressed for it to drop.
What if instead of adding to the line, it's us going up and down the, you know, those things.
The stairs.
No, not stairs, but just, what are those lifts that they do to repair?
Cherry pickers.
Three cherry pickers that were like, this line. Throw it.
But yeah, in old school, he drops it into a drain and then just falls off.
Keeps going.
He lands over the drain and he's like, ah! It's just tugging on him continuously.
It's a funny scene.
But there you go.
So I think that's roughly it.
Yeah, that is it. There were a few news stories.
We really went off tangent.
Yeah, we did. Although this one is actually really short. It's a little news story about a guy who...
funny news.
Who never washed. This is the Iranian man who didn't wash for half a century, dies at 94. Now, the long and short of it is, he took a wash and a few weeks later died. Are you correlating those two things? I know he's 94 years old, but he never washed. And then when he washed...
he died.
He fell ill and died.
And we're ruling out that it's not something to do with the fact he's 94.
We're ruling that out for now.
Right, okay.
And but also, like, 3 weeks later, come on.
Ah, yeah.
I think they probably washed him because he was probably already chronically ill. Yeah, and they're like, we need to wash you for this.
Maybe, but then 94.
And then he's like, told you.
Doesn't that make you feel like almost shit for anyone who like has looked after themselves or their lives and they're just like, this guy has just not cleaned.
I think it does say in that article
here,
though,
smoking four cigarettes
stank.
At once. He's smoking four cigarettes at once in this picture with his soot-covered hand.
And people were saying he stank, though. In that article, it even says like
he hasn't washed.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think this is the secret to like being...
He's 94, like, though.
Just don't bother.
If you're 94 and you're like, you're 93, you're like, just about to turn 94, and you see this article, you're like, fucking hell, I've looked after myself or whatever, I've tried to eat healthy, worked out. This guy
beats you. It's a roll of the dice.
In life.
Genetic lottery.
It really is a roll of the dice, yeah. Like, something could strike us down.
All that tells
me
is that you can just do anything.
I might get hit by a car scooting home, you know?
You should hit a car scooting home.
Why?
Don't know.
Assert dominance.
Just in case there's a 94-year-old in there.
Yeah.
Turn the giant bitch in, you're live me.
Do you shower?
Yeah.
Are you showering?
Hit a crazy guy on the way home.
Imagine just choosing not to wash for 50 years. Like, what got him to that point where he's like, fuck it, I'm not going to wash?
I think a mixture of poverty and just kind of laziness, maybe. I don't know. Maybe there's an illness. Maybe he had an illness.
Four cigarettes at a time. That's not cheap.
I don't know where he got the tobacco. Maybe it's
tobacco. We have
it's taxed to shit here. It's more expensive here because they're trying to consider people's health.
A friend of mine bought home a bundle of like Indian cigarettes once, and they were like this big. And they sell them in bundles, and they're like brown paper with a little ribbon around
filters.
Them. No filters. They got them for 40 cents for 20.
Wow.
And I tried a few of them, and I was like, ooh, they taste quite nice. And then like the next day, I was like, oh, they tasted bad.
Oh my god, my throat. It's like when we had cigars I don't know where we were, but we had cigars, and I was just like, the next day we were doing signing and I couldn't talk. I was just my voice is just, I tried cigars last night. For some reason I just now sound like Deirdre.
Cigars.
Just wasn't used to it.
Don't smoke and maybe wash.
Don't, yeah.
Especially if you're going to MCM Comic Con, which is going to be the time that this goes out. Or after.
That's true. In fact, this will be. It's normally released at 4 on Saturday. I think that's when we finish our signing.
Yeah.
But either way, we went there, and also we got a trading card game thing. That's really a bit longer. You can actually get involved in that one. We've got some cards. There are 30 different unique cards, all Hat Films themed. And yeah, we're doing a little pre-order right now, so you can grab them while you can.
It's crowdfunded. It's past the 100% mark, so it will be created. The art has been made by the artists in Yogscast, and some of them are made by us. And we're going to be packing every single individual pack as well, and there'll be a stream doing that. So if you want to check out twitch.tv/hatfilms, where you get to watch, if you buy a pack, you'll see us pack them and mess about with them. Maybe slip in something else.
Oh, maybe.
Like some drugs. And you're going to go to prison for receiving drugs.
Yeah. Go check that out, freshmerch.fm, and look for the Hat Films collections.
Yeah, Hat Films,
and you'll find
there.
It. Anyway, thank you for watching today. Thank you for listening. I assume you'd listen to this more than watch it.
I don't really know.
You wouldn't watch this on mute, would you?
Well, would you? Let us know.
Yeah.
I'm curious. And also sending your fingles.
Send your fingles to our
email.
You've
got any news stories as well, that it's always good to have them as a backup.
Yeah.
How are they going to know that the people that are watching this on mute are going to know that we asked them to let us know they're watching on mute.
Well, I don't know. I guess they won't.
They're watching it for entirely different reasons.
Yeah. They're probably J-O-ing
occasionally.
Yeah. They're going to J-O.
And of course, big thanks to our patrons as well.
Yeah, who definitely are J-O-ing.
They're good.
/HatFilms.
Yeah. Get it.
Yeah. You guys are supporting us. You're supporting endeavors such as Booty, which is our D&D show that Smith is taking us through to the end game now.
Yeah.
Next week on Wednesday. So please check that out. It's going to be streamed and also distributed to our channels as per usual. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week for more Hat Chat.
Indeed.
Goodbye, everybody.
Guten Tag.
Bye.
Guten Tag. Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast.